This is VOA News via remote. I'm Laurel Bowman. The U.S. and key Western allies continue accusing Russia of using Iranian drones to attack civilians and power plants in Ukraine in violation of a 2015 U.N. Security Council resolution and international humanitarian law. Russia has countered by accusing Ukraine of attacking infrastructure and civilians for 8 years in the eastern separatist regions of Donetsk and Luhansk, which Russian President Vladimir Putin illegally annexed earlier this year. The U.S., France, Germany, and Britain support Ukraine's call for a U.N. investigation of the drones. Russia says the drones are Russian, and an investigation would violate the U.N. Charter. Meantime, Ukrainian forces are bombarding Russian positions in the occupied and illegally annexed southern Kherson region. The targets include resupply routes across a river. The Ukrainian military is inching closer to a full assault on Kherson, one of the first urban areas Russia captured after invading the country. Russian-installed officials were reported desperately trying to turn Kherson into a fortress. The city is a prime target for both sides because of its key industries and major river port. They're also attempting to evacuate tens of thousands of residents. The Kremlin poured as many as 2,000 draftees into Kherson. Officials say Ukrainian shelling of a river crossing killed two journalists. At least two other people were reported killed and 13 wounded. In the U.S., the House committee investigating the January 6th attack on the U.S. Capitol has formally issued its subpoena to Donald Trump. The nine-member panel sent a letter to the U.S. president's lawyers demanding his testimony under oath by mid-November, as well as a number of corresponding documents. This is VOA News. Several British lawmakers are jockeying to become the country's next leader following the implosion of Liz Truss's historically short-lived government. One of them is former Prime Minister Boris Johnson, who was ousted by ethics scandals just 3 months ago. The governing Conservative Party has ordered a lightning-fast race that aims to have a new prime minister within a week. As inflation soars, millions are struggling to make ends meet. Labor strikes have revealed the scale of discontent, and a recession is looming. Johnson has not declared he is running, but bookmakers have made him one of the favorites. House of Commons leader Penny Mordaunt was the first to declare she is running. Leading the pack in lawmakers' support is former Treasury Chief Rishi Sunak. In the U.S., the federal appeals court has issued a stay temporarily blocking U.S. President Joe Biden's plans to forgive student loan debt. The Eighth Circuit Court of Appeals issued the stay on Friday night. Attorneys for six Republican-led states are asking a federal appeals court to reconsider their effort to block the Biden administration's program to forgive billions of dollars in student loan debt. It's unclear what the decision means for the 22 million borrowers who already applied for the relief. The Biden administration had promised not to clear any debt before October 23rd, as it battled the legal challenges, but the soonest it was expected to begin erasing debt was mid-November. Pfizer will charge $110 to $130 for a dose of its COVID-19 vaccine once the U.S. government stops buying the shots, but the drug maker says it expects many people will continue receiving the doses for free. Pfizer executives say the commercial pricing for adult doses could start early next year, depending on when the U.S. government phases out its program. The drug maker said it expects that people covered by private insurance or public programs like Medicare will pay nothing. Authorities in the U.S. say a teenager accused of killing four fellow students and injuring more at a Michigan high school is expected to plead guilty to murder next week. David Williams, the chief assistant prosecutor in Oakland County, says Ethan Crumbly is expected to plead guilty to all 24 charges. The 16-year-old is due in court Monday. Crumbly had created images of violence during a high school assignment last November, but was not sent home from Oxford High School in southeastern Michigan. He pulled a gun a few hours later and committed a mass shooting. Reporting via remote, I'm Laurel Bowman for VOA News.